This coming Shabbos is Machir Chodesh. And then Sunday and Monday, we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Iyar. I'm going to share with you what the Shem Yishmo writes about Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Iyar, and Chodesh Sivan, these 3 months, how they connect to each other. The Shem Yishmo writes, based on the Svarim HaKadoshim, and the Zohar, Sefer Yetzirah, Chodesh Nisan is connected Reuven, Chodesh Iyar is connected Shimon, and Chodesh Sivan is connected Levi. Reuven, the Lashon of Kira, Hashem, Hashem saw, that's the Lashon of Reuven, the Pasuk says. The name of Shimon is the Lashon Ki Shama Hashem, because Hashem heard. And the Zohar explains that Re'iyah is closer. Re'iyah, he may karov, Shimon may rachok. You see something when you're close, and you hear something when you're far away. Chodesh Nisan, Reuven, Bechinas, Re'iyah, is when you're close. Nisan is when we're close. Iyar, Chodesh Iyar, Bechinas Shimon, Bechinas Shmiah, is when we're distant. Because in Chodesh Nisan, Ro Yisrael Beinem Elokus, says the Shem Yishmo. Kla Yisrael saw Kadosh Baruch Hu in their own eyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mechma Chayam Lachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, redeem them, He Himself redeemed them. It says, "B'mor gadol zu gila shchina." There was a revelation that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Himself to Klai Yisrael. And a Yamsuf, it says, "Vayar Yisrael hayar hagadola." They saw with their own eyes the yar hagadola, the great strong hand of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lamerzeh, Kaili, this is our God. Rasa shivchal shayam, as we know, al yam. The shivchal saw at Yamsuf. There was a bechinas ru'iyah. And that was meant, that was left for many, many doros. That we have this Sa'orus and Chodesh Nisan, the ability to see. But comes Chodesh Iyar, and the Re'iyah, the Gilushchina leaves, and we're left with Bechina Shmiah Merachok. We feel distant, we feel hidden, we feel dark. And we're Bechina Shmiah, we only hear, but we don't see Hashem anymore. Person plays his ear, he focuses his ear, trying to listen into the Shir, trying to listen to someone speak to him. He is a cheshek to understand. He wants to hear. He's leaning in. Tell me more. Tell me the shir. Tell me the story. Chodesh Iyar comes after Chodesh Nisan, because after a person appreciates the Gila Shechina, and the Shechina leaves, there's a certain tshuka. There's a bakasha. A person wants to come closer to Hashem. It's Mishnah and Avos that talks about the 48 Kinyani Torah. And one of the Kinyani Torah is Miut Sicha. You're supposed to not talk so much. And the Gra says it means, oh, you're supposed to dafka have mitzicha. You're supposed to create mitzicha. You need to have pause. You need to have separations in between. So I heard from someone, the pshat is, why do you need separations in learning? You need breaks in learning. You need to have mitzicha between different siddharm. Because that pause, that separation, makes the heart grow fonder. It builds the tshuka. So we had the taste in Chodesh Nisan. We had the re'iyah with the gilu shechina. We tasted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he left. It was Hester Panim, it was Choshech, the tshuka. We wanted to lean in, we wanted to hear, come closer, that tshuka built up for us. And that's what happened after Chodesh Nisan ended into Chodesh Iyar. That's the goal of Chodesh Iyar, to listen in, to listen to the messages, to hear, to focus, to the Torah, to the tefillah. And then afterwards comes Chodesh Sivan. Chodesh Sivan is Levi. Hapam Yove Ishe Lai. My husband came closer to me. There's a reference to the Chibur, the Dibuk, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Chag HaShavuos, where we came together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Matan Torah, Chag HaShavuos, Klal Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was Levi. We had the Ria, we tasted Hashem. We had the distance, we had Shmir, we showed it our desire to come back to Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu came back to us in Chodesh Sivan with Matan Torah, with Shevet Levi. And that's the idea, says the Shem Yishmuel, that the months are also connected different mazalos. Chodesh Nisan is connected the tle, the sheep. The Chodesh Iyar is connected the shore, the ox. And Chodesh Sivan is connected the tumim, the twins. What does this mean? Because the tle, the shepherd takes the sheep out to the field, and the shepherd doesn't place any burdens, any packages on the back of the sheep, because the sheep can't handle it. It's only going to weaken it. But the baal, the roeb, the shepherd takes the sheep out to graze in order to get bigger and fatter and built up, in order that the roeh, the shepherd, could get hana from the shearings, from the wool of the sheep. And if you do place a package on the back of the sheep, that's going to weaken the sheep. That's the idea of the Hanhaga Hel Yona, of Bimei Nisan. It's connected to Tileh. The Akash Baruch Hu doesn't put too much pain on us. We're, of course, the sheep. Akash Baruch Hu is the shepherd. Rather, it's for our enjoyment. Like the sheep is busy grazing in the field. It's all for their Hanah. Okay, they have their wool shedded and sheared from time to time. But it's all their Hanah. Akash Baruch Hu take us out. It was pleasant for us. We had a riyah. We had a great relationship with the Akash Baruch Hu. We were close. But then comes along Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar is connected to Shor. The Shor is supposed to hold burdens in the back and schlep things. As it says, Haloch Yelechu Vacho, no Simeshach Hazar. It's going to cry as it lifts things through. The Shor doesn't taste the Mesikas of the Avodah. It doesn't appreciate. It doesn't get much as it plows through the field, as it schleps the packages through. Afal Pikein, still nonetheless, the Shor is willing to take it upon themselves. Still nonetheless, we in Chodesh Iyar are willing to take the Ol of Torah, the Ol of Mitzvos, even though there's no Mesikis, even though there's no sweetness for us, even though we feel distant and enhanced upon it. But we still show our ability, our desire to have the Ol of Torah. And because of this, Bishvil Zeh, says the Shemesh Mo, Rezochin Lechodesh Shivan Shez Mazal Teomen, the twins, they come together, the Re'i and the Shmir come together, the Re'i that Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us, and the Shmir that we show that we want to come closer to Hashem, comes together, joins together as Teomen, as twins, in Chodesh Shivan, with the coming, with the giving of the Torah. That's why he says, the Medrash says in Shir Hashirim on the Pasuk, Achasi Yonasi Tamasi Kemo Tumasi. Tamasi in the Pasuk Shir Hashirim is referring to Toam Masi, the twins. That's the Tachlis, the idea of coming closer to Hashem. Shir Hashirim is about Klai Yisrael and Akash Baruch Hu coming closer. That's the Tachlis of the Dveikas Bashem, the two most, the twins, Klai Yisrael and Akash Baruch Hu, coming together. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to a Chodesh Iyar full of learning, taking upon ourselves that Ol Torah, the Ol Mitzvos, bending our ear down to hear closer to show the Shmiah, to have the Tshuka for Hashem. And Mirtz Hashem, through that, will be Ra'i and have a Chana for Kabbalah Satara. Have a good Shabbos.